How you doing?
Harry Connick Jr., welcome to the Delilah Show.
Thank you very much. It's good to talk to you.
How do you have time to be with me on the show when you are, like, everywhere right now?
Because in life, you have to have priorities. And you are a priority for me, Delilah.
Melt my heart. So you've been melting my heart, Harry Connick Jr., for years, despite the fact that you're married to, like, the most beautiful woman on the planet. I still have a secret crush on you. Okay, well, it's not that secret.
That's so nice.
You're so damned adorable. You're, like, talented, and you can sing, and you can act, and you got those eyes and that smile, and you're funny, and now you're, like, this famous TV guy.
Man, I need to call you more often. This is great for my ego.
Oh, come on now. How are you doing it? How are you, like, taping TV shows and, like, producing new music and, like, going on tour this summer? How are you going to do that?
Well, we finished taping this year for the show, so I have some time this summer. And, you know, I'm focusing on coming out and playing music. And we're excited because we haven't been on the road in a little while. So, you know, on a formal tour. I mean, we've played shows here and there, but this is, you know, an official tour, and we're thrilled because, you know, we love that. I think, as for me and everybody in the band, playing concerts, playing in front of people is at the heart of what we do. So we're dying to get out there and start playing.
Harry, I adore you. I cannot say enough.
You too, Delilah.
Your music has touched my heart. I love your jazz. I love your, everybody knows you're like Mr. Christmas. You're right up there with Santa Claus.
Nice. Those are fun records to make.
You are right up there with Santa Claus in the bringing Christmas joy to people department. You know that.
Oh, that's really sweet. Thank you, Delilah.
Because the Delilah Show is all over Christmas.
Yeah, man. That's good stuff.
We crank out the Christmas, so thank you for all the great Christmas music. Are you going to be in any more movies or TV shows besides your own?
At some point, right now, you know, I'm kind of looking at the immediate future. We just finished a workshop of a musical adaptation of the film The Sting. I was playing Paul Newman's part, and it's very cool. So the intent there is for that show to go to Broadway. We'll see what happens with that. Now I have the tour, and then, you know, whatever bridges are after that, we'll cross them when we get to them.
Harry, thank you for spending time with us. Could you talk a little bit about your interest and your passion in encouraging people to get screened for cancer? I know your wife is a cancer survivor. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
It's a campaign that has to do with screening for colon cancer, which is something, I've had too many negative experiences with cancer. I mean, one experience is bad, but, you know, my mom died of cancer. My wife, you know, is just at the 5-year point recovering from breast cancer. And I thought it was important to make people aware of how important it was to get screened for colon cancer. So I've been doing this campaign called the New 50 campaign, basically telling people that 50 is a little bit different now than it used to be. And if you go to new50.com, you can read all about it. But there's a product called Cologuard, which is which you use to screen for colon cancer. And it's on equal standing as a screening, screening for colon cancer as colonoscopy. So if you're over 50, I just turned 50. If you're over 50 and you're average risk, you can ask your doctor to prescribe Cologuard for you, and then you won't have to go through that big nuisance of getting colonoscopy. That's just for the screening part. Obviously, if there's a positive diagnosis, you have to have a colonoscopy. But it's a game changer, and I'm just trying to get as many people as I can to get screened because it's important.
It's very important. Okay, where can they go to find out more? The New 50?
They can go to new50.com, N-E-W, and then the number 50. I should tell you, too, Delilah, before I go, there's a hashtag called Screen With Me. It's a challenge that Jill and I are trying to get everybody we know that are over 50 to take this challenge. It's about getting screened for colon cancer. And every pledge, and this is important, Exact Sciences is going to donate $1 to cancer research and advocacy. So if you go to hashtag Screen With Me, you can get all your friends to get signed up if they're over 50 to get screened, because there's too many people that are not getting screened, and you know, 1 in 23 people is going to be diagnosed with this, and 35 million people are not getting screened because of probably the same reason I didn't want to get a colonoscopy, which is I was freaked out by it. So I just wanted to make sure I said that before I left you.
Okay, hashtag screen with me.
Yeah, hashtag screen with me.
Okay, and $1 goes to cancer research for each person signed up.
Yeah, it's really, really important. You know, let's get this thing eradicated, man. It's enough already.
Enough already. Harry, thank you for spending time with us. God bless you.
Thanks, Delilah. Good talking to you.
Give my love to your beautiful family.
Thanks, Delilah.